Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Friday, May 14, 6:40 a.m. I was working the early shift at WGN Radio. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes from the Chicago Police Department, author of the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. More than 3 million people live in the city. When they get hungry, we go to work. And it's time for the food police. That's just, you, Lieutenant.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Just the facts.
Just the specials, ma'am.
I didn't do the, it was cool in Chicago, but warming up quickly. Sun was rising, blue skies. What's new? How are you?
I'm fine. I'm glad to see it. It's been a nice week this week, so hopefully, we're opening up again.
We're opening up. Hopefully, everything under control in the Jefferson Park Police District.
Yeah, it was funny. I was listening to Steve talk about the new 10 person at a table as mm-hmm. I was walking in, and I realized that the other day I was out at a restaurant with about 12 people at a table, and I'm like, well, I think they got a little early start on that.
Were you in uniform? Did they bend the rules for you?
No. Okay. Although we were all vaccinated, so.
Good boy. As usual, you have an appetizer before your main course restaurant review, and it looks like, what's that, donut tots?
Donut tots from Downstate Donuts. This is interesting because they don't have a brick-and-mortar location. Downstate Donuts was founded by the... I never know how to pronounce that word, but they go Virgil and Peter. I don't know their last names. And everything is
eponymous.
It is eponymous. I didn't
believe
want to pronounce that.
Yeah.
But you can order donuts online at Downstate Donuts, and they only deliver them on Saturday and Sunday mornings. So that's kind of nice. And the rest of the week, you can get them at a bunch of coffee shops on the north side. And their list is on their website, and they include Coffee Lab at 2823 North Lincoln, the Coffee Joint at 2059 West Irving Park, and Side Practice at 5139 North Winchester, which is where I went to pick these. I met up with them and picked up the donuts, and nice little coffee place right in the corner of Foster and Damon.
So if you go to downstatedonuts.com, you place your order, and right. Then they deliver?
Well, they'll deliver on the weekends. They'll deliver directly to you. But the rest of the week, you can get them at these coffee shops that they have set up, and also at farmers markets and stuff. And just interesting things about these donuts, what caught my attention is they're made out of potatoes.
What?
Yeah, they make these donuts. And I was talking to Virgil, the founder, and he says that he was on a trip in Maine, I think, about several years ago. And he had these donuts made out of potatoes. So when he came back, him and his buddy Peter, mm-hmm. they tinkered with it, tried to get the recipe, and he said that it was so good he was really shocked that he couldn't find them anywhere around here. And I'm like, I've been eating donuts for a long time, I've never heard of this. But yeah, they basically take potatoes and there's mashed potatoes in there, and it gives it a very interesting texture. It's the donuts are much chewier than the normal cake donuts, and it was very interesting. And they've won several awards for their donuts within just a few months of starting up their business 2 years ago.
Grzanich was on his way in here from the newsroom, and then he stopped in his tracks when he heard you say it's made out of potato.
Did a U-turn and went the other way.
I need to sample that.
Well, one of these is a Vietnamese coffee donut, which is very good, and they also have a Calibou Dutch chocolate, and so I brought some samples in, and their more famous one is the vanilla sour cream. That's the one that they won the awards with, and so he gave me some donut tots that are the vanilla sour cream.
And is that made out of potato as well?
Oh, they're all made. Yeah, they all have potatoes in
them. All right. Well, let's take a break here while I taste it. DownstateDonuts.com, and we'll return also with your main restaurant review of the week.
Bob Surratt. That old DJ is worth listening to.
Bob Surratt, start your day.
All right, those donuts... The texture is a little different because of the potato, but they're pretty good. It's more filling, I think, than a regular donut.
Yeah, they seem to be a little thicker and a little denser. A little denser and chewier than normal cake donuts. But it's very interesting, I thought.
DownstateDonuts.com. Now on to the main course. And this is a kebab place?
Yeah,
a barbecue?
Kebabish Barbecue and Grill at 1546 North Larrabee. I used to work right there when the police department had Near North High School as a training center. I used to work right there, and it used to be an old hot dog stand.
Oh, really?
And this place, they bought it. It's the same building, and they totally rehabbed the whole thing, and now it's a sort of a kebab joint. But, you know, it's almost like fast food, but they got a huge menu. And so it's a great place to be. They have Cobb's goat chop curry, which I had.
Wow, you're so eclectic.
I know. I like goat meat mostly because my wife then goes, eh. I don't have to share.
By the way, we should point out that stereotypes aside, you're more of a sort of serious, almost foo-foo food guy than you are a typical cop donut officer, aren't you?
Yeah, usually, yeah. Well, although I do like the donut.
We all do. Uh-huh. So tell me more about this place.
So what they do barbecue right on the grill. It's fresh made food, so it's not really like fast food, but they do it pretty quick. And they do this one dish called Frontier Chicken, which is a great barbecue chicken thing right on their grill. I'm sorry, I'm trying to find a.
Did you eat that?
I had some Frontier Chicken, and I had the goat chop curry, which is with rice and everything, and it's great. And we had kebabs. We tried a couple different kebabs. The main thing is anytime you go to one of these little places like this, they tend to either overcook or undercook, and this place doesn't. They're really good at what they do, and you're in and out of there pretty quick. It's right there on the corner of Larrabee and North Avenue, and they have a huge parking lot.
What's the name of this place again?
Kebabish Barbecue and Grill.
1546 North Larrabee. And you can dine in?
Yeah, they have a couple of tables now that we're open. When I went there, it was a few weeks ago, and they were not seating. But now I know with the bridge phase, they're opening up the tables again. And it was almost all takeout then. Because the seating area is very small. They only have like three or four tables. Like I said, at one time it was a hot dog joint, so it was at that time there was no tables. Now they added a few tables, but yeah, you can go there. It's also a beautiful area right there. North Avenue and Larrabee is really the hot area.
Yeah, I haven't been around there in a long time.
The comment I made about the huge parking lot is because nobody has a huge parking lot at North of Larrabee anymore because these big huge buildings and
land's too valuable now, right?
Yeah,
everybody's buying up.
When we were kids, it was Cabrini Green right
there.
That's
right. Exactly.
And now it's like a big hot area.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't remember the name of the hot dog stand, but I remember passing it back in the day, and now it's this new joint, 1546 North Larrabee. Sounds like a great place for kebabs. I love kebabs.
Yeah, so do I. I've really been getting into it lately because there's a couple of places. We reviewed a place called Noom's Kebab up in Kedzie.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like much more healthier. It's much fun, more fun to eat, especially when you're now we spend so much time with the family. It's kind of community you can share, and
sounds good. All right,
and great goat meat. I mean, if you haven't tried it,
I've never had
look
goat
on your
meat.
Face.
Goat meat.
Goat meat is very good if it's done right.
Okay.
And, so you could try it out. I really like it.
I know. It tastes like chicken.
No, it tastes more like lamb chops, really.
Oh, all right. That sounds good. The news is coming up here at 7 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We have restaurant news right now, though. What's the latest, Lieutenant?
Well, Dom's Kitchen and Market is opening next month at 2730 North Halsted. I've mentioned it a couple times because I'm kind of excited about this. I'm a big fan of Bob Mariano, and he's opening up a new small footprint grocery, and sort of you can go there to get groceries or go there to get lunch. They'll have prepared foods and stuff.
This is the famous Mariano.
Right. The famous Bob Mariano that started the Mariano chain. And the grandson of the founder of Dominic's are doing this together.
2730 North Halsted, Dom's Kitchen and Market. Yeah, so opening next month, you said?
Opening June 8th, yeah, so just a couple weeks from now.
Okay, that sounds good. We'll make a note of that.
Also, farmers markets are starting up all over the city again. Thank God we're back to that. And Andersonville's farmers market. Most of the farmers markets means you have to get up early on a Saturday morning. But the Anderson farmers market is on Catalpa Avenue between Clark and Ashland. And it's Wednesday afternoons from 3 to 7. Yeah. And Downstate Donuts actually has a booth there. So you can try out the donuts if you can't get to a coffee shop.
You know what? You're right. You got to get up early. And even though some of these farmers markets are open till 12, 1 o'clock, they're picked over
right
by then,
yeah,
by closing time.
Well, the best one is the one down, at least to me, the best one is the one in Logan Square right there at the turn at Elston and where Elston and Kedgy meet.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday morning, that's the, I think, the best farmer's market in the city to go to. It's always an interesting mix of people and a lot of good food.
Now that we're opening up again, I wonder if we're going to get the free samples.
Well, they did say that now the new rules are you can touch the food. Mm-hmm. Everybody has sanitizer and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're giving free samples yet.
Now, you know what? There has not been a case anywhere of the virus being passed through foods.
Right. Not that I've heard, or outside, really.
Yeah, so we got to get that back, and we got to get Costco to get the free samples back, Trader Joe's. Anyway, what else is
the Milk Duds at Lou Mitchell's, we got to get that back.
Yeah, that's right. I love that we're talking about openings instead of closings these days.
Yeah, and here's an interesting one. Haru Sushi at 3301 West Armitage is opening up. And, okay, right away, this is when you say sushi, you think of Florencio Flores, who's the chef at Haru Sushi. And he says in the article on Black Club Chicago, they quote him as saying, all of his friends when he was opening a sushi restaurant said, how are you opening sushi? You're Mexican. But he's got 20 years experience at a couple of different sushi places around the city. So and he's going to have fresh fish every day. Right now it's him and his daughter doing it, Myra. So it'll be interesting. Sushi has made a big, huge comeback in the last...
comeback? Did it ever go anywhere?
Well, what it was, it's kind of like quiche. You know, real men didn't eat sushi for a long time, but now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Haru Sushi, 3301 West Armitage.
I think Mariano's brought back sushi, brought it to the masses because they had their sushi restaurants and their things. So.
Yeah, really, you can get the sushi in the grocery at many places now. And then this is a pizza place that's opening up?
Yeah, Max and Issy's. It's replacing Patty Long's and... it's on Damon Avenue, and Patty Long's is known for the fact that they had bacon on everything. And it's the same owners. If you ever go on Randolph Street to Kaiser Tiger, every dish has some form of bacon in it. Well, this place was a bar. And you could go there to drink, and they would give you a basket full of bacon.
So now do you get Max and Issy's pizza with bacon?
I think you can get it. It's bacon. And Max and Issy's is at 1028 West Diversity Parkway. I don't know why I said Damon. And... But the bacon, it's really a bar. It was really a bar. The bacon was to draw people in to keep them drinking. So that model didn't really work. And so they lost a lot in the pandemic, and they sort of remade themselves into a pizza joint. And Max and Issy is the owner's kid, so they named it after them.
Good luck to them. I also wanted to mention Jose Andres, the famous celebrity chef. He's going to be opening a place inside the new Bank of America Tower at 110 North Wack. And it's the first eatery to open an all-day riverside cafe, Joe's by the River, this summer from Chef Andres.
Oh, okay.
Big time guy.
Yeah.
And
hey, thumbs up on the potato donuts. They're good. I like them.
Oh, yeah. Big endorsement from Steve.
The news. Nice. Yeah, there's the news with Steve.
Yeah, thank you, Lieutenant. Have a good week.
All right.
All right.
Hey. Let's be careful out here.